holding an iron Omer Aleph at the top in Rashi. The more I want to know, Mishnah Reisha, the Shiga Shabbos, Bzar Malochus, L'machai Bala Achaz, L'chol Shabbos. The case where he forgot Shabbos, but he was aware that Malochus are Osir, he's chayv one korban for each Shabbos. The Sefer, the Zodan Shabbos, the Shiga Malochus, Chayv Kol Malocha, Malocha. And the case where he was aware of Shabbos but forgot the Malochus, each Malochus is a separate Chiyuv. So Mor gives two answers. Rav Safra says, "Kam yadias Shabbos hu parish. Reisha ki omer le Shabbos hu is parish min amalacha." When they point out to him at Shabbos, he refrains from doing the malacha. U'makar shechata, and he becomes aware, and he's aware that he's done something wrong. Lakachu may be korban, and that's what you bring the korban for. It's a Shiga Shabbos. Well, a Shabbos, it's Tzarech Lahavi. He has to bring it for Shabbos. So, Rashi seems to teach under Safra that we're not looking so much at what the mistake is, we're looking at where the Avera is. So he's bringing the Korban on Shabbos because that's what he's done, that was where the Chet was. The Chet was in Shabbos. Kami Yadiyas Malachos Hu Parish. Ki Omer Lai Shabbos Hu. Loi Parish, telling him it's Shabbos, he will not refrain. So Nami Yodi, he knows it's Shabbos. Chi Amar Lei Malacha Chashuvahi Zu, this is considered a Malacha. Parish, Hilchach Aminyan Malachas Yavi, therefore he brings the Aminyan Malachas. So Rav Nachman said back to him, Klum Parish Mi Shabbos Ela Mishum Nechi Oidei Shabbos Hu Hikar Shechota Ala Malachas. When you inform that it's Shabbos, it's Oidei, so that was wrong that I cooked today. And when you tell him it's a malacha, why is he perish a malachas? They tell him it's cooking, he says, well, that's the problem, because you can't cook on Shabbos. So the Avera is the Chilul Shabbos through the malacha, so you can't split the two. So Rav Nachman answers that the Torah's Mechayev for the mistake, and the place of the mistake was in one, was either in Shabbos or in the Malachas. So Rashi seems to touch the difference in Rav Safra and Rav Nachman. So according to Rav Nachman, Pasha seems to be that which you're chayav on each Malach independently, it's a Svara. That's because that's where the Shergeg is. The Torah's Mechayev for Shergeg. So I saw it brought down last night, and there's a nice Sefer called Binyan Ariel, I think, something Ariel, and he quotes a Rishash and Krisis and Dafyud Zion. So the Rishash and Krisis asked, "What about other averus besides Shabbos? Is this halacha specifically by Shabbos? What about other averus where there's one mistake which causes this person forgot that the shear of Yisurim on the Torah is a kazayas? He thought the shear of Yisurim on the Torah is a kikosevus." So he had a kazayas adam, and a kazayas of chaylib, and a kazayas of noiser, and a kazayas of pigol. It's all one mistake, though. The mistake is, are we going to extend Rav Nachman's concept to other areas besides Shabbos? And that's the Rishash's question. And he gives the Rishash has a few examples of that idea where you can get a mistake which would share more than one aveira. Okay, but the more seems to then say Mishnah says Chayav Kol Malacha Malacha. So Chilul Malacha is Manolin. So how do we know that each Malacha gets its own Chiyuv? So what's the depth of the Mor's question? Person eats chaylev twice, see, he's three times, four times, ten times, with all in one forgetting, he's only chayv one time. The lav in the Torah is lo sasa kol malacha. So even though he forgot bishul and he forgot burr and he forgot kotzer, etc., But really what he forgot was you can't do malacha through bishul, you can't do malacha through bur, you can't do malacha through kaitzer. So it was all forgetting of the same avera three times. So how do you know that each one is chayv its own chiyuv chatas? Which Rav Nachman seems to say it in Svara. But the more we hear now, I was going to try and find a pasuk for it. So Amr Shmuel, Amr Krua, Mechalel, Moshimos. Atar Ripsa Misus Harbe Achilul Echad. That so for Mechalel it has double lashon of Misa. That there's more than one chiyuv for Achilul. Mor says, okay, it's very nice, but Haib Mezid Ksiv. It's referring to Mezid. Mor answers, he made a wing of the Mezid. We don't need it by Mezid. The Ksiv already says, Kolosa by Malacha Yumos. Already says, that person's Chai Misa for Kilo Shabbos. Today, when you're in the Shagig, he's going to tell you, it's referring to Shagig. Umay Yumos, and if it's referring to Shagig, what does it mean, Yumos? It means Yumos B'momen. He will have to bring karbonis, which costs money, and that's the way that he'll expiate his sins. So, and it says a double. It says a plural, mos yumos, many different ways of chiyuvim. Okay, that's what Shmuel says. But mos yumos. So the general. In general, wherever you have that double lashon, so there's the more involvement siya in the Aflamid base. Lamed alpha base, lamed base. Similar to lamed alpha, lamed base. The more of it there brings machlokes. Can you darshan these double lashonos or not? The Marbar brings a machlokes between Tutanoyim. One says Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam, and apparently this was considered a normal way to write, to talk was Moshimas would be this was a phrase which seemed to be was normal to use. Other one says no, but you can darshan machlokes darshan. The Marbar goes to a series of different drushes where it applied to. Where the fact that it's a double lashon indicates more than just the regular case. A person is chayiv misas bezin, and you can't kill him with the regular misa. You're allowed to kill him anyway, which is necessary. He's escaping in a boat. You're allowed to shoot an arrow at him. You're allowed to blow a hole in the side of the boat and sink him. Morris says, Moshe, you must kill him anyway, which you might have to kill him. He shall surely die. But the fact that it's a double lushan indicates a plurality. More than one case. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, but typically, Achilik Malach is Mehechad and Afkale Lurbnosin. Why does Shmuel need to make this drasha? Why can't Shmuel use the drasha of Rubnosin? The Tanya Rubnosin, or Rubnosin says the following. It says at the beginning of Parshas, you may not make a fire anywhere on Shabbos. So, what is it coming to teach me? The question being, obviously, the Torah already says you can't do any malacha on Shabbos, and Havor is one of the Lamentes malachas learned from the Mishkan. So why does the Torah have to explicitly say singling out this Isser from all the other Isser? So the Rav Nosson answers Fisha Nemar. He says immediately prior to that, Yekel Moshe is called Asmane Yisrael, and he tells them Ela Dvar Moshe Tzivah Hashem. And on Shabbos you may not. Then it says, so we darshan devorim. Devorim is plural, that's two. Had devorim, the extra hey makes it. It could have written devorim, had devorim. Makes One more, adds one more. It's three. And Eilu's Gematria, 36. Eilu Dvarim, Eilu Shloshim, B'teshem, Melochus, Shinem, L'Moshe, B'Sina. So it adds up to 39 Melochus. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was now talking to Klal Yisrael about the 39 Melochus. And Yochel Oson Kulam Behelam Echod Enochai Bela Achaz. I would think under one umbrella of mistake, he forgot on one Shabbos many different Melochus, he would only have one. Tamalomer Becharish Uba Kotzir Tishbois. So the first attempt to answer that question is Pasuk in Kisisa. It says a person should be charish from charish, which is plowing, and he should be charish from katsir, which is reaping. Okay, so it seems to indicate each avera gets its own chiyuv. Where it says v'dayin ani omer, no. I will, at this point, I would still say alacharisha balaktira chayiv shtayim, lakulin el chayiv alachas. Those two individual ones are each one is chayiv on its own. But I'm not going to extrapolate to all the other malachas. Rashi asked the question: why don't you say that it works? Rashi gives two terusim. We'll see in Rashi. Tamalomer, but so I don't know the other malachas. Osabaru esh, and the pasuk osabaru esh. Havara bechal ha'yisa. Havara was in the cloud of all the malachas, not to be done. Malama yotzis. Why was it singled out to be said by itself? Lahakish eleo. To equate all of the other parts of the klal to it, so Lusavar Eish meets the criteria of davar shahay bechlal v'yotzim in the klal alamed lo lamed alatzma yotze elo lamed alakal kulo yotze. Rashi says, and according to Reb Nosson, this is Reb Nosson talking, the Braisa, Bechor Shabbat now is not teaching us about Shabbos, it's teaching us something else. So, why doesn't Shmuel use Reb Nosson's drasha? So our answer is, Shmuel Sabela Kerbiosi. Shmuel holds a Kerbiosi, the Omer, that what Havor was singled out to teach us was Havor the Lav Yotzis. The Torah singled out Havor to teach you that it's only a Lav, it's not a Chi of Chorus. Then Havor the Lav Yotzis, the Rebbe Yosi. And thus in Amr the Chalik Yotzis. Rebbe Yosi holds that Havora, different than all the other lavim of Shabbos, is only a lav. Rashi learns it's only a lav, and the Zolchi of Chorus or Skila. He was saying this is the only point that you have regards to the Sevaru Eish. Why? Bereshit Metzatzo. He quotes over there Ur Sameach is Mechadish, that there's a Chi of Skila. There's no chiyuv kors, but there's a chiyuv skila. And you find by certain veras that that's so. It says by kors, it says kolosis by person does malacha. Person does malacha is chayv kors v'nichrusa. So the pasuk is telling me this is not malacha. This is his own stands by itself. By skila, it says mechal aleha meisumos achilo shabbos that remains. It's mapping it out of the cloud of the other malachos. So when the Torah says chorus, the Torah always connects chorus to a chi of malacha. Whereas the Misa, the Torah, sometimes says with Lashon HaMalacha, and sometimes says with Lashon HaMechala, and the Chilo still lives. The Chiyav Skill will still be there, even though there will be no Chiyav Koras. Mesis is, you know, it's a lav and a chiyuv skill. There's no chiyuv koras. It's not like it's unheard of to have a chiyuv skill without a chiyuv koras. Okay, so that's why Shmuel doesn't learn like Reb Nosson, because they hold like Reb Yosi that habor the lav yatzis. Versus, okay. So, but Reb Yosi, we have a different drasha from Reb Yosi where he finds a different pasuk to teach the halacha of chilek malachas. The Mara said, oh, why didn't Shmuel learn like that? Let's see Rashi first. Chilek malachas. Shekubei malachas miskalkim lechatos, that the different types of malachas, each one gets its own chatos. Even though it's all one forgetting, he forgot the veira of doing malachas on Shabbos in different ways. But it's the same veira.
Moshe, you? Understand, I mean, his one forgetting was that, I mean, cooking. Another one was being kotzer. Why aren't those two separate things? Why, I understand.
Again, because since the malacha, the isra in the Torah, the veira in the Torah is losazik malacha, and in other words, let's say a person would be under, quote unquote, the mistaken notion, right? You know, he would say, well, he forgot the Torah, I'll say in chaylev cooked, and in chaylev raw, and in chaylev fried, and in chaylev, right? So, in his mind, well, you know, the Torah didn't, right? He forgot the Torah. He remembered the Torah asked to eat in chaylev raw. But he thought that cooked is okay, and he thought that fried is okay, and he thought that the parade is okay, you know. He's only chayav one chatas. Even though in his mind he found many different reasons why he believes that this is not, it's not the Isra in Chaylev, that's all one, it's all one, he's, right now he's in a mistaken understanding about Chaylev. One day he wakes up and says, no, you know what, you can't eat Chaylev fried, you can't eat Chaylev cooked, you can't eat Chaylev pureed. You know, the fact that in his mind he divides it up into different things, but without any psukim to tell me that, this is all different versions of Loisatsa Komalacha. So that's all called one, that's all called, he's under one mistaken impression that Loisatsa Komalacha doesn't apply right now. It's interesting to understand once you have the drushes, there's going to be a Rashi later on, and Ayin Beis, we'll get the Rashi. Rashi and Ayin Beis, Tosfot Loshon, that we look at it as like gufim mechulakim. There is a concept in by Nida, one forgetting of Nida, but it's chayiv, different women, it's chayiv, different chatos. Because we look at each, it's divided up into different people, so that gives it a chashivah, each mice is its own. So it could be the maskana, we look at malachas like that also, but like gufim mechulakim, we'll see later on. So it says Mosi Mos Mrs. Harbe. Even this Rashi, listen to me, Rashi says Gufei Malachas Mischalkim Lechatos Abishav Helamechon. We look at the Malachas like a different goof. So as a Maskana, it's still all one of Erev Loisatsik a Malacha, but each Malacha is like a different goof in a certain sense. It's a different, as opposed to, you don't look at two Gzeis Mechelib as a different goof. It's Chaylev is chaylev. We don't give a chashivas each, but each malacha has its own chashivas b'fnei atzmai. But how do we know that's considered a chiluk to gabi Shabbos, gabi mechiyev, moshi mos, mishas harbe. The double lashon creates a plurality. B'mamon lafushe kibbonos, he has to bring many kibbonos. This is nothing talking. Like right now, it says don't do work. So what does that start to single out making a fire? Tavor mash mitzray. Tavor is plural. That's two. Hey, next day is a rabbis chad. That's three. Reish loisha. Ela begematria lamed vav, rei lamed tes. Tamalim rebu charisha because of tishma is klamer. So that's the b'risa is saying the following. Balav, lo sivaru, what do you need lo sivaru for still? Even that lo sivaru, havalam the melech mehai. We can learn that from the charisha b'katzer. Imlo sheyesh lahashem. Unless there's something to explain why you can't learn from there. So I want to know, why can't the charisha b'katzer be the source, Yurim Nasan, that you fill the sources from lo sivaru esh? So more said, "Badayni Yomer," because I would still say, "Alo Chorosha Katzur Chayiv Shtaim Imasan Behelam Echad Shehotziyam Mina Klal L'Chalkun L'Shtaim." The Torah says, "Lamet Hetz Malachas Chorosha Katzur stand independently." So it's Chayiv U'Mashma Azhar L'Katzur La'Atzma Mashar L'Chorosh La'Atzma. Each those two stand independent, but you wouldn't know the rest of them. L'Kulanachas. But all the other ones, the Bechara Malacha, Kalinu, they're all included in one Issa the Torah of Lois Taz Tzaka Malacha. Bechad Lav, they're all referred to as Malacha, and they're referred to as Lois Taz Tzaka. Shagrashi Kash. But why don't we use the more is going to use in a second, use the rule of Kolov Shahi Bechlav Yitzim Nekal Alamed. Kolov Shahi Bechlav Yitzim Nekal Alamed, Lelamed Alasma Yotza, etc., We don't apply that over here. Why? The havele klal beloy sase uprat base. The Torah didn't write it in the same way it wrote the klal. It wrote the klal loy sase komalacha. By havar it wrote the prat also was a lav. But whereas by charsha kotzer it wrote the prat as an asay. So you're saying it was included in the klal. The Torah singled it out, discussed it independently, but the Torah didn't discuss it independently the same way as it discussed the klal. You can't, and there you don't use the concept of Darvish Ayyub klal. I mean, don't know Sibach klal or Prat. Rashi uses the lashon of klal Prat. He means, you know, this idea of there's the general rule, and one of them was specifically discussed along the same way as you would discuss the klal, but it wasn't necessary. But it wasn't discussed in the same way. That's one reason. The second reason Rashi says, alternatively, why we can't darshan it out everywhere else. If the Torah's goal was to tell me that you have each one independently, why do I write two? One would be enough to teach me that from here that we see all of the malacha, each malacha gets its own chiyuv. The fact that it wrote two tells me the opposite. Only these two and nothing else. Because the extra one tells me the Torah had a reason to simply talk about these two and nothing else. And that's the rule of Sheikh Zubayim Kechot and Malam. But so therefore, Rav Nosson says, Tamalam lo sevar. So what do you do with Charsa Katsur? It's a different drasha. What are the possible drashas? Well, we had in Rosh Hashanah, Ikir Bekiba, the Darshle Ba'alma, Linyan to Sebe Shvi. He says it's not referring to Shabbos, it's referring to Shemitah, and it's referring to the Chiyav of Tosefesh Shemitah. You have to start Shemitah before the year. Or, alternatively, Ikir Bishmol, which darshens at Linyan Shabbos, but he darshens it the following way, and this is, we have the Rishmol. In Rosh Hashanah also we had it in Makkos. Macharish is Rishus. There's no example of Kharisha, which is a mitzvah. There is an example of Ksir, which is a mitzvah, which is Ksir Sa'imer. But I learned out that Ksir Sa'imer is Derech HaShabbos, because since it wrote Kharish and Kasha together, and Kharisha, by definition, there's never a case of Kharisha, which is a mitzvah. So, Av Kotzer Rishus. So it's teaching me that the only case of katzur which is aser is a katzur which is derma to chirisha, that it's rishus. Malamed al ksir ha'imer shidoch shabbos, which teaches me that ksir ha'imer, which is a ksir mitzvah, can override shabbos. Okay. But lo sevaros b'chol ha'yisur, lo sasa kol malach. It was included lo sasa kol malach. Why did it speak about it? Speak about it individually. L'hakish ala kol shem malachis, to equate all the malachis to it. Shenichalu imo b'chol. They're all part of the same rule. Lo sevaros, all lo sasa kol malach, all lamates. And this one is teaching me about the other 38. Shazum mira b'tera kol davar shayir b'chol. V'yatzim nekol lamed, lamed alatzmi yatzum. But rather, it's coming out to Mimalam and the whole club. That's a rule. Right. Correct.
So those are also the Dukha Shabbat or just the Katsar?
They're also the Dukha Shabbat. Well, once you learn out the idea that Tzeiros HaOmer is Derech HaShabbos, we then we extrapolate from there. Right.
Each of the following steps.
Right.
It's
ground. I don't remember. Possible. I don't remember. In general, the shear is the Isorin. The Isorin is the shear chala, like 5 pounds. The shtei chalas that you bring on Shuas was 10 isorin. Not the armor. Lav. Shein chuyav nala koras eskila kasham malachis ala masham. It only has a lav, and that's all it has. The Torah spoke about it individually to tell you that this is it. It's all it has. L'chalik k'demor and ma'havar yimiyuchedus. For the Merkasha on Shmuel back in the Gemara, but tebegle l'chiluk malachis mehechad anafka le Rabbi Yosi. Why can't Shmuel learn out from the same place that Rabbi Yosi learned out? Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomer. It's a pasuk by Chatos. Not we're talking about Shabbos, we're talking about the Chiyav Chatas. It says, well, also Me'achas Mehena. Person made a mistake and he did one of these Averis of the Torah. So the Lashon is over there, the Pasuk could have written, well, also Achas. He did one of the Averis of the Torah. Me'achas, from one of the Averis of the Torah. What, there's an extra mem there. Was not necessary, and the whole word mehena is extra. I mean, if the pasuk was written also achas mimitzvos Hashem, right? There's something of that sort. Also acha, one of the mitzvahs, you know, he transgressed one of the veiras. He's chayiv. So the whole word hena is extra, and the word hena Rashi points out. It means these, so it's plural. Achas is singular, hena is plural. So we darshan the pasuk the following way. Pamim shechayavim achas al kulam. Pamim shechayavim al kol achas v'achas. So the lashon of there is a case where achas, and Morris will explain the drasha in a second, which is many, but we look at it as an achas. Sometimes it's an achas, and we look at it that it's many. My time with the so Rabbi Yosi says, how does Rabbi Yosi see the pasuk? He says, I could have written achas, and wrote me'achas. I could have written hena, and I wrote mehena. So there are four potential ideas here in the pasuk. Achas, meachas, heino, and meheino. So we darshan achas shehi heino. There's a case of achas, which is one which we look at it as heino, as many. You know, it's one, it's doing the same avera over and over again, lo sazakal malacha, we look at it as many averas. That's chilik malachas. Heina shehi achas, there's a case he does many times doing that the same different malachas, we only count it as one. That was a case of Shiga Shabbos. The Midarshan Achas is Shimon, Me Achas is Shem, Me Shimon. The person wanted to write Shimon. So that's the Beirut. He only wrote two letters from that, and he realized that it's Shabbos. So he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, is what he wanted to do. We dash from the pasuk. It says me achas, part of the achas. So the achas that he wanted to do, the verily he wanted to do, was chilul Shabbos by writing the word Shimon. The me achas, he wrote part of it, but the part of it that he wrote can stand by itself as something of significance. So that's enough to be mechayiv a korban, even though there wasn't lechel Shabbos in the sense he didn't do what he wanted to do, but he did what he wanted to do. And it came, you know, he did what he wanted to do partially. And it came out something that's also chayav.
So it has to come out a word.
It's come out a word, according to this drasha.
Yeah, according to this piece.
Right. And the final drasha of what we do with the heina and the mehena, the extra mem, heina is obvious. These are the many things which are prohibited, and mehena, from these heina you derive toldus. Then it goes back and says, "Acha shehena." What's the case of acha, which is heino? Zodin Shabbos shigas malachas. It's one avera. He keeps doing l'saskal malacha over and over and over again. But we darshan it as separate chiyuvim because it's many chiyuvim.
It's
a mem. Is that a mem sofis? Well, it's interesting. The more later on, the more brings God me God to Yael is one of the examples. So you're good. But the more also brings Don me Don Yael, which have the same problem, that it's not an insofis. It's a question which I've never looked into, which has always bothered me. I don't know. My assumption seems to be that, you know, that apparently as long as the letters are written there, it's a correct shame. If those are written incorrectly, would still have a cheshivas to it. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, and how does that work for, you know, excuse the get? If you didn't put it, Sophia's just wrote it.
In other words, would it be kosher in other places? I don't know. Heneshi Achas, Ashiga Shabbos, Zad Malachas. If it's. Where's the case of Heino? He did many times that the Vera is only Chayv one. That Shiga Shabbos Zad Malachis. So why didn't Shmuel learn out from here? More answer: Shmuel Achas Shehi Heino Heino Shehi Achas Le Mashmalei. He doesn't see that in the pasuk, and he only darshens the pasuk for the two other drashas, Shem Mishimin, and for the drasha of Elvis and Toltus. So I ask you, where did the Torah write the concept that you can derive toldos from Ovis and Mechayiv Karbonis for it, Mechayiv Misa for it? So the Torah wrote it by the Chiyuv Korban, not by the Chiyuv, by the Mitzvah of Shabbos itself. And that's interesting. Interesting concept. See Rashi? Also, Me'achas Me'hena.
And Anderson, why is that limited to Shabbos? Aren't there other other mitzvahs where you would have sort of the same pattern of?
It's actually not really limited to Shabbos. Betzim, the concept of toldos is It's the same process as a mamatzinu. But on a mamatzinu alone, you can't be mechayev. You can't get a azor. You can't get misa. But the concept of extrapolating we do. So we need some type of approbation to tell us that when you do it, it's going to be significant. It'll have an ashar, it'll have a misa, etc. But then there's always pirchus. So I can't say the tema Torah aser chaylev, so the Torah aser shuman. I mean, obviously you would have a problem with that. So. Okay, also Machas Mehen is a Grashi Omer back at the Einam and Aleph, first wide line. It says Omer Ben Yechatos is written by Chatos. Havel Mitzvah also Achas Belishtik. So all of that was Achas. So Yatulei Sharo, the rest of it is extra. Mem de Me Achas, Vechol Tevis Mehen. Those are all extra the Drasha. It's Orish Halchi, Pamim Shekol Maisa, Averisab, Chashab Achas. Pamashu Kari, Heino, Lashon Rabbi. Sometimes it's an achas, sometimes it's a hena. When we see Rav Chanina, my time of the Biyasi, Kamar Mai Dorish Bei Dekati Mem the Mehena Mem the Meyachas the Mayosa. You still haven't really finished. We're using out the whole pasuk. There's still the Mems over here. So Darshan Achas Meyachas Achas Habel the Mechtav Ksiv Meyachas Chaninami Hena Habel the Mechtav. The Midrash Pamim Shu Hena could written Hena. Tell me, sometimes an achas is a hena. Because the mehena, so we drush achas mehena below mem. We darshan the achas and the hena without the mem. Hachi, pamsh achas. There's a case of achas shehena. Shabbos achas the valihu mechal. It's one Shabbos which he's transgressed lo yisasek malacha on that Shabbos. Yishken chatos harbe. Those ibosim malachas. But we look at the malachas independently. He's chayv each one independently. It's one case. Habim hena sheachas. Which is Malachas Harbi, many Malachas also in a Chayv al Achas, only Chayv 1. The Hanach Tregav, the Iker Lemishma, these two cases we can get out of the Pasuk, Vosa Achas v'Chayv Heino, we can remember Nami Yehochi, Vosa Achas Heino. So one way to see the Pasuk is he does an Achas and ends up being a Heino. And he did a Heino, Vosa Achas. Heina, asiyasa haviyachas avisha hein heina. Even though it's many, but what he really did was an achas. Also, achas heina. Out of a heina came an achas. He really did an achas. Mechayev echad. Mem yiseres rosh shochi. The rabbi shakosim shem yishem. The actual mem tells another gav shen yiskaven leosus teva gedolim. He wanted to write a larger word. Hel b'shei osius rishonis shem b'mokim achar hein. They are a full name somewhere else. So it's chayv. Happens to be the shame over here is shame, but that's besides the point. V'hainu me'achas mixes a melacha v'lekula yavichatas. Even part of the achas being the veira, and part of the achas is mechayv and mekorban. The that's the shame mishim.
And how come it's not a shabbos problem?
It is. So the chiddush over here is considered melachas machshavas. He wanted to write these things. The chiddush over here is that even though he didn't complete what he wanted to do, but what he wanted to do, and it has a chashivas to what he did, so that's also called the melachas machshavas. Mehena the rabbis told us. Klamer hayotzes mehen min avos. From these came out derivatives. Achashi heno. Damor and Pomim Shechayv or Kolachas Vachas. So what's that case? Mahikigoyin Shason Bezodin Shabbos Shigas Malachas. So there's an Achas which is a Hena, the Ikashkogas Tuva. There are many mistakes, therefore the Achas became a Hena. The Hena Shiachas, Damoran, what's that case? Pomim Shechayv Achas Akulan, Mahikigoyin Shigas Shabbos Zad Malachas. Many Malachas, one mistake. Did they Malachas Surus? Shabbos al-Boshocha, Shabbos al-Yom. So therefore, the mistake wasn't Shabbos. So there was, we're going to understand that logically that's where you apply these different drushes. So Shmuel lemashmalei, the miboyle, the kulei, the shem, and mishimin, will have told us. See, Darshan's, the whole purpose of the pasuk is to teach me the shem mishimin, or to teach me the told us, and not to tell me the achas, which is hein, which is achas. See, Shmuel has a different pasuk. The drasha of Mechala Moshimus. So we have really three drashas how to tell me that it's chayv each one independently. And we have the more before, the more says Masha Resha Masha Sefer, the more should answer because it's a pasuk. But the more Nachman seems to answer it's a svara. So it seems to be there's four sources. But why doesn't the more ask Rav Nachman, why doesn't he do all these drashas? He says, I don't need drushes. In other words, Shmuel is making drushes. I've been drush already. He said, no, what's wrong with the old? There's old drushes already. There's nothing said a drush or said a drush. So what do you have to make a new drush? So Rachman says, I don't have any drushes. I don't need any drushes. Okay. Today is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's go ahead a little bit. Boy, Rabbi Rabbi Nachman, mahu. He forgot it was Shabbos. He also forgot that you can't do these malachas. In other words, even if you told him it was Shabbos, he forgot that you can't do bishul on Shabbos. But he also forgot it was Shabbos. So, and he forgot bishul and he forgot kreitzer, etc. And he also forgot it was Shabbos. So now he did bishul and kreitzer. Is he chayav tuchato also one chatos? Amalei, so he said, Nachman said, Hare Helam Shabbos Biyad, Hare Nachai Malachas. But here a situation where he forgot it, in one forgetting, he ate Chelav twice in one forgetting. So he forgot it was Shabbos. So it's only one Chayv. Or says, Adarabba, Hare Helam Malachas Biyad, Hare Nachai Malachas Lachas. Even if he would know it was Shabbos, he has a deeper mistake over here. He doesn't know that these things are prohibited. So that's a separate forgetting in each thing. Elam Ravashi says, Chazinin, Imishum Shabbos Kaporish, Rehe Elam Shabbos Biyad, Venachai Balachas. If you would inform him that it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. By telling him it's Shabbos, he realized that he shouldn't be doing this thing. So that the problem was Shabbos. It's Chayav 1. They said, hey, you're cooking. He says, cooking, oyvei, it's Shabbos, right? You know, so by reminding him of the malacha, hare hella malachas biyad b'chai b'kolachas v'achas. Amar Rav Yehuda Ravashi, klum parish m'shabbos elam shum malachas, klum parish m'malachas elam shum Shabbos. I mean, it's a combination of the two which creates the problem. You remind him that it's a malacha, you can't do malacha on Shabbos. He says, oh yeah, you can't do malachas on Shabbos. Oh, it's Shabbos, you can't do malachas on Shabbos. So you can't split the two. Where it says, Elo Loishna. It's only Chayav 1. You can't split the two. And you're left with the fact that the person did forget that it was Shabbos. So that's an overriding umbrella type of a mistake. And you can't be chayav more than one. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll see you.